Kyle.
My name's Latasha. I'm calling from XBO. I was returning a call to this number.
Yes, Latasha. This is Kyle. Got an order number for you.
Go ahead.
0774-73-8.
Bear me one moment.
This is this customer calling me back now. Can I pat you in?
You can click over.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I've been here for about 15, 20 minutes. I text you and then I called you. There's no contractors here. The garage door is closed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't even think, it doesn't even look like anybody's been here today because the snow in the driveway behind the was fresh. It wasn't no track marks in it.
I'm sorry to ask this, but do you happen to be around the area after 3 p.m.?
No, I'm actually, you're my last stop in the area. I'm headed north.
What about tomorrow?
I actually have a XPO rep on the line now because I was calling it in after I didn't get a response back from you. Okay, Latasha, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
So I spoke with the customer on my way here. She thought some contractors were here because I was just coming to do a pre-measure. But as you heard, there's no contractors here. She said her and her husband had called yesterday to try to get it scheduled to after 3 o'clock, but I'm sure that probably didn't work out for our boss. So nobody even relayed the message to us. But
yeah. Is there any way that we can do this tomorrow?
They usually don't reschedule that fast, ma'am. I don't know, Latasha, when can this be rescheduled for?
She'll have to get in contact with Home Depot to reschedule it.
Is this Home Depot or Best Buy?
I'm sorry, Best Buy. She'll have to get back in contact with Best Buy to reschedule. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will have to contact them, ma'am, to get that taken care of.
Okay. I'm trying to find a way out of it. I mean, I don't know why they never relayed the message to you, sir, so...
I don't even know if we could have accommodated it anyway, but we never even heard about that. But
okay.
Yeah, so you would just have to get in contact with Best Buy.
Okay. I'm sorry for any inconvenience that we caused you. I know there are bad roads out there, so I'm so sorry for that.
No, that's fine. No problem. No worries.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Bye. Okay, Latasha, I'm sorry. I hung up on the call. So can you put me down for a trip charge? I called her and spoke. You know, she's like, yeah, it's open. Garage is open. I say, well, is it somebody there, ma'am? She said, yeah, the contractors are there, but nobody's here.
Okay.
She might have thought they were here. But there ain't nobody here.
Okay. And I'll put you down for your trip charge.
All right. I appreciate you. I'm good. She called back at the perfect time, so you ain't even have to call her. I had already texted her back, and I just been sitting here waiting. And I said, okay, I'm going to call her. I called her. She didn't answer. And she called back at the perfect time after you called me. So killed all that with one shot. Okay, so I appreciate it. I will still take a picture of it in the delivery app, and go from there, I guess.
Do you not need the breeze code, or do you just want me to put it in the notes?
The if you could, you just put it in the notes because I need to start moving. I've been sitting here long enough waiting, you know, just waiting for her to call me back and then come and, you know, wait for you guys to get back to me. So if you could take care of that for me.
Okay. I will.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling XPO. You have a great day.